This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Saturday, April 6th. God's word for you today is alive and well. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke chapter 24, verse 5 to 6. And it says, "The women were terrified and bowed with their faces to the ground. Then the men asked, 'Why are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive? He isn't here. He is risen from the dead.'" Matthew chapter 16, verse 18 says, "I will build my church, and all the powers of hell will not conquer it. Jesus shed his blood for his church, so there is nothing anyone can do against the church. Absolutely nothing. If you bet, I encourage you to bet on the church. Kingdoms come and kingdoms go, but the church stands. The church is indestructible because Jesus shed his blood for the church." Luke chapter 24, verse 5 to 6 says, "The women were terrified and bowed with their faces to the ground. Then the men asked, 'Why are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive? He isn't here. He is risen from the dead.'" Jesus is alive, and I pray because you are going to experience resurrection power when the people that used to know you check for you at your old address. Someone would tell them, "He or she is not here. He or she is resurrected." Why are you looking for a mother of children among people who do not have children? Why are you looking for a married woman among single ladies? Why are you looking for a married man among single men? Why are you looking for a man that has an estate among tenants? There is going to be transformation. And guess what? This transformation will not only be physical, not only in the here and now, but in the by and by. Why are you looking for a sinner among the saints? Why are you looking for substance abusers among the common takers? Your story has changed because of Jesus' resurrection. I want to challenge you today. If you have not committed your life to following God, to commit your life to following Jesus. The story is told of a man that was a staunch atheist, but people discovered that he was saved. He had given his life to Jesus. So they asked him, "How? But you have other options, Buddhism, Islam, Judaism, Krishna. So why did you choose Jesus?" The man's response was, "If you're going on a road and you get to a junction where the road branches off in many different directions, but you do not know which direction to take, then you see five men. Four of them are dead and only one is alive. Who would you ask?" The people said, "We will ask the man who is alive." "Exactly. I asked Jesus," the man responded. "Are you going to follow a dead person, or are you going to follow someone that is alive and well?" Jesus is alive, and I want you to say to him today, "I want to follow you. I want to surrender my life to you." Perhaps you need to recommit your life to Jesus. Call out to him today. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "All to Jesus I surrender, Lord, I give myself to thee. Fill me with your love and power, let your blessing fall on me. I surrender.
surrender. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all.
Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.